In recent years, young people have been getting more involved in work to halt the warming of the planet. One teenager, Alec Lors, founded a group called Kids vs. Global Warming in 2009 at the age of 13 with his mom, Victoria. Through community engagement campaigns and leadership development programs, the group's goal is to empower youth to speak up for their generation and ignite change in their worlds to value nature and future generations more than profits and power. Alec sued the federal government in 2011 over its failure to take action on climate change based on the public trust doctrine, under which the state serves as trustee of the commons on behalf of present and future generations. Two other teens who got involved in the campaign as youth council leaders and plaintiffs in the lawsuit are Alec's twin cousins, 17-year-old Garrett and Grant Serrells. They both participated in the recent July Walk for Our Grandchildren, a climate action where activists of all ages marched 100 miles from Camp David in Maryland to the White House, calling on President Obama to deny a permit for the proposed Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring dirty tar sands oil south from Canada to Texas refineries. Participants in the walk also called more generally for keeping fossil fuels in the ground and other measures to reduce the global rise in carbon dioxide. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, who participated in the July walk, interviewed Garrett Serrells just before a rally in front of the White House, at which he spoke. Here he talks about the lawsuit and other actions the I Matter campaign of Kids vs. Global Warming has undertaken.
I got involved from my cousin. He's the one who started the organization. And so my family has been involved for ever since the beginning. And so Grant and I, during the time, wanted to do something in our community in Virginia.
And that's your twin brother?
Yes, my twin brother, Grant. And we moved from California to Virginia. And while we were in Virginia, we wanted to get involved somehow. And so we joined the I Matter Youth Council, which is a way all youth can stay connected through email, phone calls, and Skypes. And so we can all talk to each other and update each other on what we've been doing locally in our communities, either by petitions or by doing slap poles, which is sea level awareness projects. And they're poles that you put on the coastlines of the beach to tell you that you will be underwater at this level. So we do that, or by telling each other we've sent letters to our representatives or to our governors or our mayors, and that is how we stay connected through what is called the I Matter Youth Council. And so Grant and I got involved by starting a march in our area.
And what was the focus of the march?
The focus of the march was to raise awareness on the day that the lawsuit was filed on May 8th, 2011. And so the march, there are marches all around the globe, actually, some in Japan, some in Egypt, some in other places in Africa as well. In all 49 states except Hawaii. And so Grant and I are the ones leading the march in our local town, Harrisonburg, Virginia.
This lawsuit, it was filed by a very young person who was your cousin a few years ago. Tell us about this.
The lawsuit was filed in California, and then the lawsuit, they said in California, was too big. It was too big for the area, and so they moved it to D.C. Grant, my twin, and myself, and my cousin, and two others from California are plaintiffs on the federal lawsuit. And the lawsuit is asking for an 8% reduction on carbon emissions per year. The percent increases per year, and it was filed in 2011, so that was at 6%. And in 2012, 7, and now we're in 2013, so it's 8. And now that the parts per million has raised up to 400 ppm in the past couple months, parts per million, it's going to start increasing more than it will in 1 year. And so that is one thing that our lawsuit is asking for. Also is massive reforestation, and also for the atmosphere to be a part of the public trust doctrine. And that is a sovereignty that the federal government uses as policies. Our lawsuit is asking for the atmosphere to be, I guess, under watch, to be under control, and so we can not pollute as much.
That sounds like good policy prescriptions, but you're actually suing the government. Who exactly does the lawsuit focus on?
The lawsuit focuses on the federal government, the EPA, and I'm not really sure all the other.
Is it against the executive, though, which the EPA is part of, or is it Congress involved?
It's the Department of Agriculture, the EPA, the Department of Energy, the Department of Commerce. Other ones I cannot remember.
But it's all executive.
It is all executive, that's correct, yes.
And just tell us what's happened so far since the lawsuit was filed.
When the lawsuit was filed, during our hearing, we figured out that the National Association of Manufacturers, which is the broad corporations of all oil, gas, coal, fossil fuel consuming corporations, and they are the leading reason. And so they intervened in our lawsuit. And so they wanted to stop us and saying, you know, you can't do this. And so they intervened in our lawsuit, and it was the National Association of Manufacturers versus the Amateur Youth. And so they saw us as taking away their power and taking away their jobs. And we want to do, in fact, the opposite. We said we wanted to provide a tool to help raise awareness, but we are changing that language to we are wanting to provide more awareness and to, like, start an awakening, to show people that our future actually is at stake and that we do matter. Our message is that our future matters. And so during the hearing, our lawsuit was dismissed due to a basis found that it was not constitutional. We partnered with a nonprofit called Our Children's Trust, and those are our attorneys, and they work pro bono. They work for free for the passion and love of the youth and for fighting for our future. And their future, and their grandchildren's future, and future generations as well. And so our lawsuit was dismissed, and then a couple months later, our attorneys filed a motion to reconsider. We just heard recently that that was dismissed, so now we are going to the D.C. Court of Appeals.
That was Garrett Serrells of the Kids vs. Global Warming campaign. Find more information on the campaign by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.